In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're beginning, we're continuing with volume 35, 1-7-1938. See then, in Louisa, the one who lives in our most holy divine will, we, triune God, find our refuge for our life. And we, triune God, do nothing other than exchange our lives continuously. Louisa gives us hers, and we give Louisa ours. So this is what God is planning for us. We want to see this work in Louisa. We want to begin to understand this life that Louisa has, the one who lives in the divine will. That's what we want. So when we are worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative, when that happens, we leave the divine will. So God tests us all the time. He puts us in situations where, are you going to worry? Are you going to be fearful? Are you going to complain? Are you going to be negative? He says, stop it. This is when Louisa, when he would say to Louisa, stop it, stop living this miserable human life. Begin to live a life of peace, joy, and happiness. It's always yes with God. It's always fiat with God. So he says very clearly, in this exchange of life, we find Louisa, the one who receives ours and gives us hers. And we, triune God, can give something of our own and do whatever we want. We feel like the God we are. He wants to be God. So the living of our holy divine will serves us, the triune God, as refuge, as theater for our works, as refreshment for our love and the requital of all of creation. There is nothing we do not find in Louisa. You, Louisa, listen to what he says. You, Louisa, are my joy. You, Louisa, are you're my happiness. Again, new titles for Louisa. Louisa, you are God's joy. Louisa, you are God's happiness. Again, what our Lord is showing us is, I want to bring you back to before the fall of Adam. When Adam sinned, the only one that could redeem was the Son of God and the Mother of God. And we were redeemed. And now, Jesus says, now is the time for sanctification. So as creation was a divine decree, redemption was a divine decree, and now sanctification is a divine decree. It's going to happen. And he has allowed us, predestined us to live at this time, to work with the one, the soul, who Jesus says is the new born of this new divine life that I want to give to all the world, this life of sanctification. As John Paul II, Pope St. John Paul II said, a new and divine way of holiness, which is not new at all. It's the life that Adam had, but what is new, it's the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. Volume 36, 5, 6, 1938. Now, you must know, since these souls, now he says, who are linked to Louisa, live and shall live in our fiat, are inseparable from us, the triune God. They were coming down with me when I, the eternal word, came down from heaven to earth in the excess of my love. So here's the bilocation. We were with Jesus when he came to earth. We were with Our Lady when they came to earth. Now this is what he says, okay? They were guided by the heavenly queen. They formed my people. They formed my royal army, my living royal palace in which I, God, was true king of these children of my divine fiat. Even though, see, there's no time or space with God. Okay. So 2000 years ago, Jesus says, you came with me. You were with me. You've never been separated from me. Yes, we've fallen into sin. We've gone astray, the prodigal son, like the son that stayed with the father, even. But he says, I'm bringing you, you are with me. You've been chosen from the beginning of time to live this abundant life. And he says, they formed my people. They form my royal army. That's why he says, I'm looking for the souls who must live in my divine will. They're my living royal palace. I was their true king of these children of my divine fiat. I would never have come down from heaven without the court of my people, without a reign in which I could dominate with my laws of love. All the centuries are just like a point for us, triune God, in which everything is ours in action. Therefore, when I came down from heaven as dominator, as king of my children, I felt courted and loved as only we can do. And my love was such that my children were all conceived together with Jesus. We've never been separated from him. We've been separated by sin. But he says, I've chosen you and I predestined you to live at this time because you must live in my divine will. That's why I created you. And you were with me when I was conceived. We were conceived together with Jesus in the womb of the Blessed Mother. Mystery. Prodigy. This is just so astonishing. So these children grew with me in the womb of my queen mother. They were born together with me. I cried with me, did everything I did. See, our life isn't what we have lived. Our true life is one with Jesus and Mary, repairing and redoing. And that's what we're learning, going back to even before we were conceived, to be with Jesus, to be with Mary. There's no time or space in the divine will. They walked, they worked, they prayed, they suffered together with me. And I can say that they were with me even on my cross to die and to rise again to the new life for the human generations. We don't know anything yet. Our knowledge is so limited that what God is trying to do is expand our capacity to understand. We were with him when he was conceived. We were with him in the womb of the Blessed Mother. Our life is to live the new life of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, through the newborn Louisa. Jesus is going to teach us things that are going to astonish us. There's no time or space with the divine will. If you haven't let Jesus take you where he wants to take you, you haven't really prayed yet. I mean, Saint Francis says prayer is joy. Prayer is happiness. If you're praying and are not filled with joy, St. Francis says, you're not praying. You're not praying. So what God is saying to us now is, I want to tell you something. You were all the children hold their divine will, were conceived together with me in the womb of the Blessed Mother. And why? To live this new divine life, this new divine way of holiness. This is not complicated. It's fiat. The more we can say fiat, the happier we're going to be. Again, if you're addicted to television, if you're addicted to anything, food, whatever, you know, when you begin to understand that this has been a ploy of the devil to lead us away from what Jesus has planned for us, see, how can we become his divine masterpiece unless we surrender to him completely? Even this, we were conceived with Jesus in the womb of the Blessed Mother. Absolutely. This is what a God would do. Even before we were born. I mean, to be conceived with Jesus, to be one with Jesus, to be fused with Jesus. That's why Jesus says, the more you say throughout the day, I want to fuse my life one with you, Lord. God goes, good. Every time you say that, your time in purgatory gets shorter, your place in heaven gets higher. Because what you're going back to what God wanted from the beginning. Psalm 36, 7:11, 38. Louisa, my good daughter, you must know that the power of each act done in my divine will is such that it opens a way to heaven for oneself and for others. Like I said, once you say, fiat, I want to be fused with you, Lord. It's opening a way to heaven for yourself and for others who will follow. I mean, we are working with Louisa. Okay, the more that we work with Luisa, the sooner the kingdom is going to be established. Therefore, every act is a way that leads to heaven. Nothing is lost. All these ways, all these acts coming down from heaven brave the earth. They spread everywhere and become the safe path, the safe guides for anyone who wants to enter, guiding the soul up to the womb of her creator to be born again. See then what an act of my divine will can do. It is one more way that opens between heaven and earth. How beautiful is the living in my divine will. The act is not only a way, listen to this, but as the soul is about to do it, the divine breath of the Holy Spirit descends into that act and blowing, it fills all of creation with its omnipotent breath. Everybody feels the refreshment. Everybody feels the love and the power of this creative breath of God that has the power to enclose everyone and everything, embalming with its divine and celestial air, my divine operatings, my divine will within ourselves, the triune God, as much as in the creature. See, it's as much as you want, 30, 60, or 100 fold. It makes wonders to the extent that it can say, I am a divine act. I can do anything. Echoing Jesus, because Jesus is doing it, not us. A human can't do a divine act, but this breath of God, this Ruah of God that he breathed into the dust, and what came out of the dust was the image and likeness of God. Jesus says, that's what I'm doing now again. Little by little, word by word, puff by puff. He said to Luisa, I can't fill you completely because you're already formed. I could breathe into the dust with Adam as much as I wanted because Adam didn't exist yet. But once you exist, he says, I got to expand your capacity little by little. So every puff, every word that he speaks, that's why the more you read, the more God is expanding your capacity to breathe in this I love you of God, this divine life, light, and love of God. And that's why it makes wonders to the extent that it can say, I am. See, maybe it's a small I am. It's not the God's am. I am a divine act. I can do anything. God, because God is doing it. You know, we could do all things one with Christ. Yes. But what God wants is he wants more for us. He wants us to live the life that Adam lost. He wants us to live the life of the true new Adam and the new Eve. Volume 36, 1030, 1938. As the soul, Luisa, goes repeating her acts in our fiat, we, triune God, unleash new powers, new goodness, new wisdom. When you see new, always think God, God's power, God's goodness, God's wisdom. And it's not the fullness of it. Because again, God only gives to what we want, 30, 60, or 100%. I mean, he will do this. Luisa is the closest to 100% than anybody. But with us, 2%, maybe 1%, if we're lucky. So again, when we learn how to repeat our acts like Luisa did, God unleashes new power, new goodness, new wisdom, so that Luisa shall feel animated by the new power, the new goodness, and the new wisdom of God, not human. All should take part in it. Every human being shall take part in it. And we, triune God, shall have the joy of seeing the human creature, the human generations, being invested by our new power, our new goodness, our new wisdom. What wouldn't we, triune God, make of this creature who lives in our most holy divine will? That's Luisa. We even reach the extent of giving Luisa the right to judge with us. And see, that's one of the things Luisa did not want to do. Jesus said, Luisa, you're going to be basically divine justice. You're going to cooperate with, I mean, right now, scripture says we're going to judge the angels, the fallen angels. But we're going to participate in his judgment. I'll tell you honestly, when we're in heaven and our dearest friend that we love on earth goes to hell, we're going to say to God, you are just, you are merciful, you are just. we're going to know that God did everything he possibly could for every soul. And if a soul chooses hell, we'll say this is what they wanted, and God gave it to them. We have to understand our job now is to pray for everyone. God wants no one in hell. But our prayer in the divine will, listen, doing an act in the divine will, I am a divine act. I can do anything. We can help the souls not enter into heaven right now. Help the souls not enter into hell. We want them to enter into heaven. Okay, so again, this is what God is doing. We try and God even reach the extent of giving the soul, Louisa, the right to judge together with us. And if we see that she suffers because of a sinner is under the righteous, rigorous judgment, to soothe her pain, we mitigate our just chastisements. You can think about that. Jesus, Louisa, Our Lady would say to Louisa, go to Jesus and suffer. Your suffering helps him mitigate the chastisements. We're going to learn about Louisa. I'll learn a lot about Louisa. And she loved God and humanity so much that she said to Jesus, I will die a death for each person so that they can enter heaven. She, Louisa, makes us give the kiss of forgiveness. To make Louisa happy, we say to her, Louisa, poor daughter, you are right. You are ours and belong also to them. You feel in you the bonds of the human family. Therefore, you would want that we forgive everybody. We'll do as much as we can to please you, unless the soul, the creature, despises or refuses our forgiveness. Did you hear that? So if somebody goes to hell, they want that. They don't want the love of God. They don't want the mercy of God. Now, this creature, Louisa, in our will, is the new Esther, wanting to rescue her peoples. She's the new Esther. Mary was the new Esther for redemption. Now we have another Esther. We have an Esther for the Old Testament, Esther for the New Testament, now Esther for the Testament of the Kingdom. We have Louisa. Listen to what he says. This is another title of Louisa. Louisa in our will is the new Esther wanting to rescue her peoples. Oh, how happy we triumph our God to keep her always with us in our holy divine will, because through Louisa, we feel more inclined to use mercy, to concede graces, to forgive the most obstinate sinners, to abbreviate the pains of purging souls. Poor daughter, she, Louisa, has a thought for everyone, every human being, and a pain similar to ours. Seeing that the human family swimming in our will without recognizing it, living in the middle of the enemies in the most wretched misery. So he says what he sees with Louisa is this new and divine way of holiness. He sees in Louisa, again, the greatest love is to lay down your life for your friends. And Jesus says, you are my friends. Louisa says the same thing. She's learned from Jesus. She's learned from the Blessed Mother. This new and divine way of holiness. And she lived this. She lived it. I mean, think about her suffering that she went through when Jesus said to her, go to bed and stay there. And she could walk. She went to bed and stayed there. When Jesus said to her, stop eating, she stopped eating. Stop drinking, she stopped drinking. Stop sleeping, she stopped sleeping. Until, you know, there were times when Jesus said, okay, you can have something, you can do something. But most of her life was nothing. As a matter of fact, when she died, Father Bucci's sister, Gemma, went upstairs and brought her body down. And she brought her body down and they said, was she heavy? And she says, she was light as a feather. She was as light. And that's what Jesus says to Louisa early on. He says, the soul living in my divine will is as light as a feather. So here, she becomes this nothing. And when she died, she stopped breathing and her heart stopped beating, but her blood was circulating in her body for 4 days. And they could hear the blood. The doctors went, she's not breathing. Her heart stopped beating, but the blood is still circulating through her body. There was no rigor mortis. There, her eyes were not dilated. And it's, if you look at the pictures of her in her coffin, the first Fiat, it looks like a little car. She's bouncing around. She looked like she was asleep. So when they moved the casket this way, her head went this way. Her head went this. She was not. There was no rigor mortis. And when they opened the coffin on the Feast of St. Thomas, 1963, her body was perfectly preserved. Everybody they took their breath away. Then they saw her body, like she's alive, you know. And by the count of three, they said it all turned to dust. But when they saw her, she was perfectly preserved. And there's a reason for that. Father Bucci says the church is going to know the reason for that later on. Again, here's Louisa. Louisa is so great. Volume 36, 11/13/1938. Now you must know that the acts done in my divine will are inseparable, although distinct among themselves. This braiding, this braid of Jesus, this braid of Mary, this braid of Louisa. We braid with Louisa. We start doing our acts and our rounds, one with Jesus and Mary. And as you braid, you don't know after a while which braid is of whom. And that's what Jesus is doing. The acts done are inseparable, although distinct among themselves, distinct in their sanctity, distinct in their beauty, distinct in their love, distinct in their wisdom. And they, the little children, the Holy Divine Will, linked with to Louisa, shall carry the seal of the Most Holy Trinity, the stamp of the Most Holy Trinity. For while the divine persons are distinct among each other, they remain inseparable. One is the will, one is the sanctity, one is the beauty, and so forth. In the same way, these acts done by Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa shall be inseparable yet distinct, enclosing within themselves the seal of the Supreme Holy Trinity. One and three and three and one, even more, see the three? Even more, these shall possess it as their own life. They shall be the greatest glory for us, Triune God. The greatest glory for the Triune God is the little children in the Holy Divine Will. And the whole of heaven, in seeing the little children of the Holy Divine Will, our lives being multiplied for as many acts performed in our divine will. So each act, Jesus says, is a divine life, multiplied, image and likeness of God, this great mystery that God is breathing into humanity. Louisa, the one who lives in my divine will, possesses a strength that is never extinguished, a love that does not love anybody, but truly loves all in God. Oh, how many sacrifices Louisa exposed herself for everyone, past, present, and future, and for each one in particular. Poor daughter, Louisa is a true martyr, a true victim of all of humanity. Oh, how many times in seeing her suffer, I look at Louisa with so much tenderness and compassion to cheer her up. I say, Louisa, my daughter, you receive my same destiny. This is suffering. Crucified. Jesus says to Louisa, I crucify you every day. You are my victim soul. Poor daughter, courage. Your Jesus loves you more. And in feeling more loved by me, Louisa smiles in the sufferings and abandons herself in my arm. My daughter, to experience, to possess what my divine will can do, creatures need to be inside of the divine will. See, it's his life. He says, this is what he's calling us to experience, to possess what my divine will can do. Remember what it said before? We can do anything. The soul must be, the creatures that he says to us, linked to Louisa, need to be inside of the divine will. Otherwise, they won't understand a thing. If you're not striving to live in the divine will, it's meaningless. It's really meaningless, he says. You have to be inside the divine will. You have to dive into this infinite ocean of love, this infinite ocean of light, this infinite ocean of love. This is what God is calling us to. No longer be stuck in humanity. Don't be attracted to the things of the earth. It's to live heaven. That's why when you do your prevenient act, when you end with your prevenient act, you should say, honestly, you should say, I no longer want to live anything of earth, only that of heaven. I want heaven to reign on earth. May your kingdom come reign in this dust on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus says, if you do that, I will answer your prayer. You want to experience the divine will? You want to possess the divine will? You want to know what the divine will can do? You need to be inside it. Like, you can't look at it from the outside. You got to get, see, that's what's so great. That's why start with Sunday. Start with Sunday as a holy day. Start with Sunday. No more sports, no more television, no more movies, no more dinners outside. Have a dinner in your home. You know, don't have somebody work on Sunday so that you don't have to cook. Cook on Sunday. Make it your make a family celebration on Sunday. It's keep holy the Sabbath. Start with that and everything else will fall in place. Make sure holy mass. Make sure and sometimes it's going to be difficult to find a holy mass, but God will provide. He provides anything you need. You might have to drive a little farther. You know, God is going to take care of it. Keep holy the Sabbath. Don't fall into the, desire of things of the earth. It's our whole desire should be that of heaven. Volume 36, 11:20, 1938. You must know that as the creature Louisa enters my divine will, Louisa finds the sanctity of God investing her. That's what's coming. The sanctity of God investing us. The divine beauty embellishes her. The true transformation in transforming her in God, in with, through, and for God. As God is in, with, through, and for us, Jesus is saying to us through Louisa, I want you to enter into that as well. It's purity makes her so limpid that she no longer recognizes herself. It's like a candle. Its light makes her God-like. Image and likeness of God. Not to be God, but image and likeness of God. Oh, how the power of my divine will can change human destiny. And that's what he says to Louisa. Louisa, the destiny of the world is found in you. Who is this Louisa Picaretta? This is why it becomes spectator of the creature. Wanting to do its work, it has prepared from all eternity that it has to be done for that soul. It has to be done for Louisa. It has to be done for us. The destiny of Adam was so reversed that he almost couldn't recognize himself. When he fell, Jesus said, he fell from such a height that it was a miracle he survived. He went down into the abyss of miseries. The strength of the light were not his in his power anymore. So our pain, Jesus says, the triune God's pain was great. And if we, triune God, being all seeing, had not seen how our divine will was to reign again as life in the future centuries, we saw Louisa, saw the little children of holy divine will. It was like a balm for our intense suffering. We would have reduced the whole creation to nothing, not knowing what to do with it when our divine will no longer reigned. So he says, the pain was so great, but our divine will, they saw the divine will was going to reign again as life in the future centuries. That's where we are right now. Creation was supposed to serve only the creatures, and when we created all things for ourselves and for humanity. Therefore, pray that my divine will may return as life, and you yourself, Louisa, be its victim. This again is very, very important that we understand this victimhood, is essential. And we did pray that, earlier this year, to become a victim. Now, what does that mean? No more giving life to your human will. No more worry. No more fear. No more anxiety. No more complaints. No more negativity. No more sin. Again, that's what we're striving for. We still go to confession each week. But to live a life, that's what we're dying to. That's what we're, no more are we going to live with worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. No more doubts. It's to say to Jesus, you are my Lord, you're my Savior, you're my Master. You are my King, you are my God, you are my everything. And then we spend time with our Eucharistic Lord. He's our God. He's our everything. We read the Virgin Mary in the Kingdom. We read the 24 Hours of the Passion. We dive into the calendar and drown. It becomes our life. This is what God is waiting for. Volume 34, 124, 1936. Now, my divine will, after having formed the order of creation with all sumptuousness and some blindness of its creative work, as the creature Luisa keeps repeating her acts, that's what we're learning, repeating our acts, every heartbeat, every breath, every step, every thought, every word, every deed. In one act, it pronounces its fiat, and it forms in it my life. Jesus breathed in my breathing. Jesus beat in my heart beating. Jesus danced in my dancing. Jesus sing in my singing. Forms in it my life, enclosing the value of my life. In another, it pronounces its fiat and encloses her the pains and the value of my pains. We are one with Jesus, one with Mary. It pronounces its fiat over her tears of Our Lady and places in the value of my tears, my mother's tears. See, your tears are powerful. Its fiat continues in her works, in her steps, in her heartbeat, and closes them the value of my works and my mother's works, my step and my mother's steps, my love and my mother's love. The new Adam and the new Eve. There is not one prayer or act or even natural that Luisa does. It's not even human anymore. In which it does not enclose the value of my acts. I want to walk, you Jesus walk in my walking. That's not a natural act. That's not a human act. It's Jesus in his holy humanity walking in our walking. That's a divine act. And we're not doing it. We're getting out of the way. Jesus, I want you to reign in me. I want you to breathe in my breathing, beat in my heart beating. I want you to sing in my singing. I want you to dance in my dancing. I don't want to be here. I want you to do it. I want you to be the Lord of my life. I want you to be the Lord of everything I think, say, and do. You are my God. You are my Savior. You're my King. You're my everything. I want to be one with you and Mary through Luisa. This is that's your prevenient act. You talk to God. What are you going to do today? I want to do everything in the divine will. I don't want to do anything in the human will. I don't want any worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. I want your I love you. So you gaze in my gazing. You listen to my listening. You speak in my speaking. I want you to be the Lord of my life. And then throughout the day, you're washing dishes and God says, why are you washing dishes? And you go, I want you washing in my washing. I want to give this act to the glory of God. See, when Teresa would wash the dishes, the father would look down and say, ah, there's my little daughter, Teresa, washing the dishes. She's doing it in my will. When Luisa would wash the dishes, the father would say, ah, there's Jesus washing the dishes. She got out of the way. What can give God perfect glory, perfect honor, perfect praise, but Jesus, the only begotten Son of God? And that's what he's saying. He's saying, the reason I created Adam was so that Adam could be one with God, fused with God in the holy divine will. And then he says to us, would you allow that to happen? Would you want to do this? And that's what the Book of Heaven is as you read, that's why I'm saying the mysteries become realities in the divine will. All of a sudden, Jesus is saying, would you do this one with me? Yes, Lord. Would you do this one with me? Yes, Lord. And then we're learning, we're striving to be perfected as our Heavenly Father is perfect. How do you do that? One with Jesus, fused with Jesus and Mary. It's the new Adam and the new Eve. Jesus wants to see in us the DNA of Jesus and Mary. See, look, think of what Adam's DNA was like. He knew all the sciences. He lost it. So Jesus comes as the new Adam. Mary comes as the new Eve. What does their DNA look like? He wants to breathe this in us. He wants us to be in God's image and likeness. This is indeed a glorious time to be alive. Can you imagine the saints, if they could be jealous of what God has given to us? He says, like, that's why you have to understand, we were conceived with Jesus at the incarnation. We were born with Jesus. We walked and talked with Jesus, one with Jesus, and we died with Jesus on the cross. Think about that. This is, we don't belong to ourselves. Yes, we were baptized, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But now Jesus says, now I want you to enter into the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary. That's what they breathed into Louisa. That's why this gift of the divine will is so astonishing. It is so amazing that our God has asked us to live at this time. He's asked us to live at this time. It's just really, really astonishing that our God would do this. So he says this. So our pain was great, and we, being all seeing, had not seen how, if we had not seen our divine will was to reign again in the life of the future centuries, like a little balm to our intense suffering, we would have reduced the whole of creation to nothing, not knowing what to do when our divine will no longer reigned. Creation was supposed to serve only the creature, and we created all things for ourselves and for the creatures. Therefore, pray that my divine will may return as life, and you yourself, Louisa, be its victim. Sorry, I just read that. Volume 34, 124, 1937. Now, my divine will, after having formed the order of creation with all its sumptuousness and sublimeness of its created work, as the creature Louisa keeps on repeating her acts, one act is pronounced its fiat, encloses the value of another one, pronounces his fiat, encloses the value of the pains of my life, it pronounces over the years, over their tears, and places them in value of mine. Its fiat continues in the works, in the soul's steps, in the soul's heartbeat, everything that you think, say, and do, and encloses them the value of my works, my step, my love. There is not one prayer or act, even natural, that Louisa does in which it does not enclose the value of my act. So in Louisa, the one who lives in my divine will, I feel my life being repeated. And that's what God wants in us. He wants to see in us his holy humanity being repeated. And this is why we want to repair and redo in the name of everyone and everything past, present, future. And she redoubles the price in order to purchase my divine will for the good of the human generations, for all of mankind. It can be said that there is a contest between Luis and I. Again, here's that game again, the ping pong, the tennis match. Louisa and I, to see who can give more so that my divine will may be possessed again by the human family. So Jesus is saying to us, don't lose a moment. He says this to Louisa, don't lose a moment. Every thought, every word, every deed that you do, do in the divine will. So to bring humanity back. And then he says, but this is not yet all. If it does not do the fulfilled works, it is not content. So not only to do this, but to fulfill what God has planned. Okay, so let's look at Sunday. Sunday is a holy day. Sunday is the Lord's day. It's not another Saturday. We want to fulfill that work the way Jesus did. Keep holy the Sabbath. When we everything that we learn, think, say, and do, everything we've learned in it with our dogma and doctrine, everything we've learned in Holy Mother Church, he says, I want this fulfilled work. I want you to be faithful and obedient. Okay, what does that mean? Adam was unfaithful. Adam was disobedient. It is not content. To the value of creation and redemption, it has enclosed in the soul of Louisa, it adds on with incredible love. It encloses in Louisa the celestial fatherland and makes its glory, its joys, its eternal beatitudes resound in Louisa. So how do we know the celestial fatherland? go to Louisa. It's we know it with Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. But now Jesus says, here's a newborn of original sin who now has the celestial fatherland, the glorious joys and eternal beatitudes resounding in her, echoing in her as the seal and confirmation of the creation of redemption, creation and redemption, the creative and redemptive work it has formed in Louisa. So here Jesus is showing us, the more that you study this, the more that you focus on this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies, the happier you're going to be. You're going to have heaven. You're going to have the celestial fatherland. Why are the children of the divine will so happy? They're this eternal beatitude, eternal glory, eternal joy of the celestial fatherland is echoing in Louisa, and it begins to echo in us. And again, sometimes you can't put words to it. You're just happy. Why are you so happy? The eternal beatitudes are resounding in Louisa as the seal and confirmation of creation and redemption. It is formed in Louisa. All of creation, all of redemption is now entering into sanctification. After this, in order to be more sure, it creates in Louisa its heartbeat, its breath, and makes its life, its light circulate more than blood through Louisa. Now think about that. Her heartbeat stopped when she died, but the blood was circulating through her body. I mean, he proves this by what he says to her. More than blood, what was going through her? What was going through her body? And again, the doctors had no idea. They just knew, they were listening. This blood's flowing through. Something's flowing through. It creates in her heartbeat, in her breath, and makes its life, its light circulate more than blood through Louisa's veins. And that's what God wants with us. As though in triumph, again, the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, it gives Louisa a new name, calling Louisa my fiat. So here what Jesus is saying is getting us ready for what God is going to do. This name is the most beautiful name. This is another title of Louisa. Louisa, my fiat. This name shall make all of heaven smile and all of hell tremble. This little one, this newborn. See, look at what with Peter, Cephas. Cephas, now you're Peter. Abraham, now you're Abraham. You know, with giving the new name, it's a new mission. With Louisa, he called her Esther. He called her my fiat. He calls her the third Eve. Why is Jesus giving her all these titles? To make us aware. You can look through all the locutions, apparitions, and visions of all the saints. Nobody has titles like this. Nobody. Why? Louisa is very unique. As a matter of fact, Father Bucci said, Louisa la Santa, the saint, is going to be known by the church as the saint of the divine will. This name is the most beautiful name that shall make all of heaven smile and all of hell tremble. It is a name I cannot give other than to Louisa, the one who lives in my divine will and has let me do in Louisa whatever I, God, want. Louisa, my daughter, what can my omnipotent fiat not do or give? It reaches such an extent as to give its own rights over its own power, over its own love, over its own justice. He gives everything to Louisa. Why? Image and likeness. It incorporates within itself the human will of the creature and says to Louisa, Louisa, be attentive. I want nothing else from you other than for you to do what I do. Image and likeness. Therefore, it is necessary that you remain always with me and I with you. That's Louisa. When we read this, when we read the Book of Heaven, we fall more in love with Jesus. We fall more in love with Mary, but we fall more in love with this little newborn, Louisa Picaretta. Good things are coming. Astonishing things are coming. Unheard of prodigies are coming. We haven't seen anything yet. So may the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command, that all the little children in the Holy Divine will be divinely healed. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.